Our first word is from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 34. When they came to the place called the Skull, they nailed Jesus to the cross there, and the two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." Or as my translation had it, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." These words are both hopeful and alarming to some degree. Hopeful in this: what better example of grace and forgiveness can there be than to have Jesus ask forgiveness on behalf of the people who are at that very moment crucifying him? Surely if they can be forgiven, I can be forgiven too. Whatever sins I've committed surely can't raise to the level of physically driving nails through the Son of God's hands and feet. Whatever else I've done, I can at least comfort myself that I'm not so evil or at least so stupid as to take God made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, to reject this miracle of incarnation and drive nails through its skin. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. There's a hidden barb in that deceivingly simple word of grace. At least I feel it sting when I read that statement. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. But what if we do know what we are doing? What if we know exactly what we are doing? This question must have occurred to Peter, too, having just so recently denied Christ, having done exactly what he promised never, ever, in a billion years, never to do. Not just once did he do this, but three times. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Tough for Peter, I think, to find much solace there in hearing these words, these first words from the cross. Tough to plead ignorance when you'd been there for all of it, to see the miracles, the life-giving work, to have him change your very identity, even your name, and then try to find cover among those who, however great their sin, can at least claim with a straight face that they didn't know what they were doing. Tough for me, too. In the many ways I sin, in thought and deed, by action or inaction, to claim ignorance in the face of suffering, to time and time again put myself before others, not just in minor ways, but in ways that make a real impact, or perhaps worse, could have made a real impact. Tough to plead ignorance as to the good I could have done when I'd witnessed firsthand in my life and in the lives of others the life-giving, good-giving power of Jesus the Christ. There are more words to come from the cross tonight. Perhaps some of these words will offer me hope, rescue me from myself. And as for Peter, I'm sure he remembers one other statement from Jesus in that same conversation where Jesus predicted Peter's failing. Knowing what Peter would do, knowing the depth of Peter's denial, Jesus nonetheless gave him this word of hope. "But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." What blessed words of hope and trust in Peter and in us, "once you have turned back." May that prayer be active and true in all our lives this holy weekend.